This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that people have tested, understood and supported his government's model of development, nation first, and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament yesterday. Mr. Modi said the journey from being a developing to developed nation passes through infrastructure development. He said the government is focusing on strengthening infrastructure across the country. He said the middle class is confident and determined to drive India's journey towards development. He added, today their aspirations are the strongest foundation for the nation's progress.
25 crore logon ko garibi se bahar nikalna hai hamare liye garv ka vishay hai ki humne ek bahut bada kaam kiya hai aur aaj garibi se nikalkar wo ek new middle class hamare desh mein arjit hua hai. हमारे न्यू मिडिल क्लास और मिडिल क्लास की आकांक्षाएं आज देश के लिए गति देने वाली शक्ति हमारे देश की एक नई ऊर्जा है देश की प्रगति का सबसे बड़ा आधार है.
All preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Aliswas, yesterday said all the arrangements for a smooth and fair counting process have been made. She said the EVM have been kept at the strong rooms under the constant vigil of the Commission and the police officials. 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Ms. Vaz said around 5,000 staff members comprising counting supervisors, counting assistants, micro-observers, statistical staff and other supporting personnel have been deployed and trained for the counting process. She also informed that the counting of voter slips of 5 VVPATs in each assembly constituency will be randomly selected. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that Sheikh Mujibur Rahman is a symbol of the heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression. He added that all those who value the freedom struggle that nurtured Bangla identity and pride are aware of the importance of this residence for the national consciousness of Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and U.S. Secretary of Defence Pete Hegseth yesterday reviewed the India-U.S. defence cooperation spanning across multiple domains including land, air, maritime and space. During their phone conversation, Mr. Singh congratulated Mr. Hegseth for his appointment as the U.S. Secretary of Defence. Both the leaders appreciated the bilateral defence partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to deepen the ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Greece Foreign Affairs Minister George Gerapetrisis held a bilateral meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Both the leaders expressed their view on a wide gamut of bilateral relationships. During the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the importance of India-Greece partnership, saying that India wants trade, investment and technology collaboration. A digital exhibition has been set up at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj to educate public about the three new criminal laws in the country. The laws are Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshay Adhiniyam. The new laws were implemented nationwide on 1st July last year, representing a historic shift in India's judicial system. A new framework has been introduced to address contemporary challenges like cybercrime and organized crime while ensuring justice for the victims. The 38th Surajkund International Crafts Fair, a unique confluence of colours, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, is starting from today in Faridabad. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will be the chief guest on the occasion. The programme will be presided over by Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini. An immense cricket, India registered a dominant 4-wicket victory over England in the first ODI of 3-match series in Nagpur. With the win, the men in blue are leading the series 1-0. Second match of the series will be played in Cuttack on Sunday, while the third and final ODI will be played in Ahmedabad on the 12th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.